Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my girly little gigglers?
Yeah, oh my god, like such an obvious one that we've never do.
Never done. We're back.
We're better than ever.
We're better than ever. I do have to say, the gigglers fucking put me on their back, yeah, and took me through the week and then shot the Netflix special for me. Do you know that throughout the week, they were all sending me like motivational messages,
yeah,
quotes, just like the cutest things. And then the day of, they got me lasagna to the green room.
Stop.
I don't know how they did that, but you know, see you in court.
No, because there's like legit rules and regulations that, like, God forbid we bring a granola bar that wasn't.
My dad barely got in, and they somehow got three things of lasagna past security. And yeah, I just appreciate them so much. And just to let everyone know, it went better than I could have imagined. It was so great. If you're nervous about things coming up, it's normal. It's because you care. And I'm back in therapy. So,
all around, I just have to say, I don't know if I'm getting my period, mm-hmm, but I could be.
I am.
I was so emotional all day on Saturday. Like, I don't know what was going on, but like I was thinking about you, and then like every like couple minutes I was like, am I like tearing up? Like, am I like this nervous? Like, why am I tearing up? And then I was like, whatever, I'm just like getting my period. It's like, it's crazy. And then I'm going through my DMs and it's just all gigglers being like, why have I been so anxious today? Like, I'm so nervous. I feel like I'm performing. And I was like, no, why am I having like a physical reaction to something I'm not even doing?
Do you know what it is? Like, because we are so good at manifesting, and like, honestly, Netflix, like, it was, that was a joke. Like, that was a bit, like, I started stand up a couple years ago and I was like, that'd be funny. And then I got it. And then you're like, oh shit, it's, yeah, happening. But we did it. We're there. I do have to say, I don't want to like HIPAA on myself, but like, therapy's been crazy lately. I don't know if you even can HIPAA yourself.
She walks away and she's just like, whew, I need a breathe. Like, do you think she needs to take a breather before her next patient?
Well, I definitely like make her laugh, but I, yeah, know that she's definitely like, she can't go on cruise control with me. You don't know what's gonna,
right,
come.
Right.
We were doing this like crazy shit. She goes, okay, I want you to dance, but don't dance to the music. Dance off beat, because that'll help you.
Wait.
And I was like, is this some kind of harassment? Like,
like in the moment, she wanted you to, wait, hold on. Are you in person or are you on Zoom?
On Zoom. So I was like, okay. And she was like, if you dance against the beat, then you kind of get out of your own head because you have to be conscious. And she's like, do weird shit, do crazy. And I was like, is this humiliation therapy? Like, what the, I was like, I'm already struggling.
Is this your hip-hop yoga instructor? Like, cosplaying basically as a therapist?
So she was like, okay, go. So then I just start dancing and I look and she's just kind of, no, she's like chilling. No. And I was
fired. No, are you fucking kidding me? No,
wait, this is the best part. And then she was like, okay, what do you like to do before your shows? And I was like, I like to listen to like rap music.
Yeah.
And she was like, which rap music? And I was like, right now I really like Ice Spice. And she was like, okay, like, can you rap it to me? And I was like, I actually don't know the words. And she's like, how do you not know the words? I was like, I mean, I might. I was like, okay. So I did Ice Spice Princess Diana. And I start reading it. Like, I pull it up on Google and rap it to her.
What the fuck?
How this woman was not dying laughing.
What? I can't even think of the words.
It's really hard to rap. And, like, you know how, like, in the beginning of something, you're like, I should probably stop, or, like, we should pick a different song? But I was like, no, I already just danced for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've already committed to this.
It was so, I have to pull it up so you know what I was.
What, like, theory is she testing out on you right now?
Heavy on it. Mm-mm. Ayo, Ice Spice, like, grah, keep it a stack. Move walk, because they know I got bands. They be chatting, I don't give a damn, and I still getting money. I know who I am. I was, like, crying.
What is going on? What is going on, Hannah? Who is this lady?
Honestly, we're having a lot of fun together. But I just, during it, I was like, I need to tell Giggly Squad, like, because you know what? I feel like I'm that person, like, I talk all day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let me keep talking about what's stressing me out.
Who am I to, like, yuck someone's yum? And who am I to tell a doctor that, like, what they're doing is wrong? But I'm just wondering, like, what was the result she was looking for with you performing? With you performing this one woman show.
Also, that song goes on for a long time. I did that for like 6 minutes.
When you were done and she was like, thank you so much for that performance, what was her next sentence out of her mouth? Like, what was that supposed to
teach
you?
I think she was like, good. That was really good. And I was like, I just rapped about my pussy getting eaten. And they rap fast.
No.
So anyway, I'm back in therapy.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was really emotional all day Saturday. Mm-hmm. But then when I got all the DMs that, like, everyone loved your outfit and that your spray tan looked good, I was like, my work here is done. I can, like, sit down on the couch and rest.
I love how you did not care about the performance. You're like, did the spray tan look good?
No, I, again, like, when we do a Giggly Squad live show, I provide hair and makeup. Okay? I've done my job. If we are there in hair and makeup.
Well, also, I think you weren't worried about the performance deep down.
No, I wasn't worried about that. I was just, like, the overall... I was worried.
Experience.
And then I sat down on the couch and I had Sierra call me and she needed an outfit picked out for her. So I...
Okay, you're a single mom, a single working mom.
I'm like, what more can I do for you guys? I'm... Nobody's helped me with an outfit in years and...
I feel like your mom takes the load of all that.
She does. She does all my outfits.
Oh, also my therapist gave me one thing that was really helpful for people. Because we were talking about the voice in your head and, like, how you should talk to it. Some people say you talk to it like it's a bitchy roommate. But, like, she was like, you treat it like it's a guy catcalling you on the street. Where, like, you don't ignore it. You can acknowledge it nicely and thank you. And you walk away. It's like, what's up, fat ass? And you go, thank you.
Thank you for that.
You don't need to make eye contact, but you don't have to get mad. You don't get mad. You just keep your head up and you keep walking. But you've acknowledged, I do have a fine ass.
Thank you.
So your voices in your head that are negative are literally like fat construction workers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the just your enemies.
Yes.
It's the, what they want you to think.
Yes.
One thing that's really like girding my loins right now is
bring it back.
I truly love going on TikTok and seeing like the girlies be like, and then I took this live snail and I put it on my zit and it went away, you know, like I love that shit and I love trying all that stuff. I'm getting to the point now though, and I don't know if this is just because I'm getting older, but like it's enough.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's, and they're not all being honest.
Who is out here drinking sea moss? What the fuck is sea moss? And like, if my ancestors survived without it,
I feel as though I don't need it.
That's the thing. Like, if CMOS actually solved all our problems, I feel like everyone would be doing it.
Did you see that Bella Hadid did like her morning routine?
Oh my God, people were not happy. Not happy, no, no, no.
Because how did she not immediately vomit? Like, I can't ingest that many things in the morning. Like, I literally, my like agent called me the other day, was like, hey, do you want to do this ad for like, so blah, 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 blah. And I go, I physically couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So like, no.
It's also like, what would the pilgrims say if they saw that? Like, they're trying to just get milk from a cow. And it has to be a point where too much is just too much. And then also, like, you're just consuming so many products. And it comes to be like, maybe you should just talk to your dad.
We need to take a step back and really think, like, what would our forefathers say? And they'd probably say no to CMOS.
It does look like kind of like Jell-O. Like, it looks good, but it probably tastes like shit.
It's just, it's too many things.
Think about when you actually buy these things. It's always when you're like chasing something. It's never when you feel content with yourself. It's always when you're like, oh, this will fix something.
Unless it's like an LED face mask, which I highly recommend. Which we support.
Side note, I went to Face Gym for the first time.
Yes.
So I want to give you guys an honest review. It was so fun. Because no one ever massages your face. When they put the ball on it, I was like, fuck yeah. And then I told the guy, I was like, I do clench my jaw a lot. And he's like, oh, like I could do the like finger in the mouth thing. And then later on, the person next to me was getting the finger in the mouth thing. And like, I think he kind of forgot. And I was like, I can't ask him to put his fingers in my mouth because that just sounds so weird. So I just was like, okay.
Hey, earlier you mentioned something about putting your finger in my mouth. Is that still on the table or?
So Face Gym, next time I would like that. Just what's the appropriate way to ask for it? Without sounding like a little freak.
What's the PC way to ask you to jam your fucking fist down my throat?
Yeah. Palm my tongue. Deep throat with your fist. He took out a taser gun, which was crazy. Too much. First there was that normal thing that like electrifies your face kind of, and you know what, they're like, is this too much, is that too much, but you don't want to be a pussy, so you're like, yeah, that's fine. And then your whole body's like shaking and you're like, is this mine?
People don't talk about that enough because I feel like as women we're just programmed to have like the highest pain tolerance ever. So like if something really did hurt, you're like, no.
And like if it's for beauty,
you're saying no. And you're programmed to be like, if you are uncomfortable ever in a situation, you don't want to be rude. So you're just like, oh no, it's like, it's fine. Like, it's okay. So like a perfect example is a beauty procedure.
Yeah.
You could do anything to me and I'd be like, crank it the fuck up.
Well, that's the thing. He was like, do you want more? And I was like, I could do more and more. Yeah. And then finally he was like, okay, that's the highest. And then he started doing it. And I'm like, okay, maybe we can do that.
Yeah. Maybe we go down one notch, you know, like
I didn't want to say that cause that's annoying.
Yeah.
So I got electrified. I felt amazing. It was really cool. It was fun. Like,
wait, let's talk about your lymphatic drainage massage too.
I have shit to say about that. Okay. Felt so good.
Yeah,
but they basically were like, you need to get it the day before the event for it to really like work, which is, it's like, okay, so this is a very temporary thing, but it feels really good.
It's very temporary, but I actually don't even think you need to do it the very day before. I think you need to do it like two to three because it takes you like a full day to detox out what they even did anyway.
Also, when they say detox, is that real? Because I'm not like peeing out weird stuff. Like, where is it going?
No, but you're peeing.
You're peeing. Okay. Well, she told me I have to drink a lot of water afterwards. And I was like, I didn't sign up for that. But the funniest part. The funniest part is when they do your stomach, which actually I was kind of scared of because I'm like, I don't like when people touch gassy near my ribs.
Yeah.
And also I was like kind of giggling and I was like, it's so funny. Like no one ever touches my stomach ever except Paige when she's tanning me.
And it's like ticklish.
Ticklish. Okay. But this was the funny thing. So they're doing these like massages. And then at one point they literally just kind of push down through your stomach to clearly try to like get air out.
And you're can
feeling
hear it.
The gurgling. And I'm like, is she trying to get me to fart?
No.
Like, I was like, you can't just like push down on my stomach.
You're fighting in your head with this woman.
I don't think it's like legit air. It's like she's getting your whole digestive system like up and running. Like, so it's like everything that's in your stomach is now starting to move to go to leave.
So she's pushing on my stomach. I'm trying not to fart. I'm fighting for my life. And then she did like my arms and she came back to my stomach and she's like, oh, right in the middle, there's a lot of air. She said something. And I was like, yeah, bitch, I'm bloated. I've been bloated since 1992.
Did you feel so much better? Did your bloat feel better the next morning when you woke up?
For sure. Yeah. It was really fun. But these are, again, all these things are things that are like, they're so extra.
No, they're so extra. And can I just like tell you something, just like a small thing about me?
Yeah.
All of these things that you did, I will do in one day before literally anything.
That's like, amazing.
That's my Super Bowl. Like that's my favorite part of having something is that day before when I do all of these things.
It's so funny because then I got my nails done at 10-piece nails. They were fucking amazing. So good. Yeah. Everyone was complimenting my French. And the guy was so cunty, like he was like, let's go crazy next time. And I'm like, the gigglers are gonna get so mad at me. But
no, they do look the best they've ever looked. He did a really good job.
And it's my natural nails. But I do have to say, by like Thursday, I was like, I'm like tired. And I'm like, why am I so tired? I'm like, oh yeah, because I've been running from appointment to appointment. It's exhausting. Self-care is exhausting.
Being a kept lady is exhausting. Like, keeping up with, and literally, here's the other thing. It's not like I'm doing the bare minimum, but it's not like I'm doing crazy intense things either. Like, I'm not going and getting Botox. I'm not getting fillers. I don't even dye my hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally just massage, facial, like nails.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how much money all of those appointments were.
It adds up.
And men have the audacity to be like, she shouldn't care if I use a coupon, you know? And it's like, fuck you. Literally, fuck you.
I love how you made this about men. I love that. I love that.
No.
I think whenever I get like laser or anything painful, I think about men. And I'm just like, they don't even fucking deserve this kind of pure beauty that I'm about to reveal.
No. And I actually just started lasering my legs because it's like the only body part that I haven't. And I started using, now I can't remember their name, but they come to, they come to my house.
Yes. Okay.
Sisters on the Go.
I think I need to do that.
Cause literally I let, like you just sit on the couch and she takes out the laser and she just does it.
How
and then
long
she, like,
would it take her to do my entire fucking body?
She went so fast.
Okay. I think I have to do it before summer. I love how this is just a checkup.
This
literal
is a check-in.
Physical checkup and mental.
No, Giggly Squad is literally we've actually tricked everyone into just doing our weekly checkup with us because we'll never get it done if we don't. And it's just like, are you doing okay?
Are you
yes,
okay?
Are you okay?
Also, I tried to like start taking vitamins last week because I thought that that would heal me.
Yeah.
And I took a Lemmy gummy. Shout out, I love Lemmy gummies.
Yeah.
It got stuck in my throat at one point because I think I was talking because I never shut up. I thought I almost died because like it's the difference getting food versus a fucking sticky gummy stuck in your throat for a good 40 minutes. I was like, get my affairs in order.
You're like, this is how I go.
And I was like, imagine if Kourtney Kardashian murdered me.
You're like, Kris Jenner's going to hate the PR on this. But like, also like, brand awareness.
She's a female entrepreneur. You cannot do this to her. You have to stay alive. But I do love gummies. I do. I don't know if it's because Dez has been gone for a month or because I'm getting older, but my gag reflex has like, she's changed.
No. So funny that you bring that up because I've actually noticed mine as well in the past year.
Yeah.
Where like all things that like never used to make me want to vomit, I'm like, pardon, I will throw up on my own self right now. It's very jarring.
I love YouTubing like cats smelling things because they'll smell and they'll do a full like wah, like gag.
No, I am a cat. Hold on. This is a perfect example of a story. So the other day.
Give me an example of a story.
Example of a story. The other day I was going to Sculpt Society and like now I can't like go by myself and you were
having a mental breakdown, so I didn't want to stress you out. So I texted Sierra and I was like, come to Sculpt Society with me. And she was like, okay, so we're there. And I wasn't feeling the best that day, but I was like, you know what? Like, actually, if I keep this appointment and I go work out, I'll probably feel better. I didn't. So I'm in the middle of the class and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to throw up. Like, I'm going to throw up, right? This like pregnant, cute little blonde is like, and one and two and three. And I'm like, I'll throw up on you. I jump up. I'm like, I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. I run out. I go into the bathroom. I'm having like a
heaves,
like a panic attack, like almost. So I like run my wrists under like cold water, splash cold water in my face. That like usually like brings me down a little. I come back in. They're still like working out. Like I jump right back in. And then at the end, Sierra goes, you know what's crazy is like I didn't even think to check on you. And the instructor was like, is your friend okay? She was like, oh, no, she just like throws up sometimes. Don't worry about her. And I was like, oh, my God, people probably think like I have something wrong with me. And she was like, no, you're just a cat. Like, you'll randomly be so dramatic and be like, bleh! And then you're like, I'm okay.
No, that's such cat behavior. Butter woke me up the other week. She was lying on my arm while we're sleeping and she just starts puking in the bed. And I was like, Butter, what the? She'll come into the room to puke and then leave. I was like, thank you.
I did that like 2 weeks ago. I threw up on my shower curtain the other day. What? So then I didn't throw up at the workout. And so when I got home, whenever I get home, it's like my whole body will come down. If I've had like a panic attack earlier in that day or like if I was anxious about something and I was out, right when I get in my own door, whatever bodily function had to happen just happens.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm literally running to my bathroom to vomit and I 2 seconds late all over my shower curtain.
It's disgusting.
No, I should see a doctor. I have something wrong.
See, but when I said gag reflex, I actually didn't mean puke.
Cool. Okay.
My thing is, I don't know when it happened, but I started like brushing my teeth. And like if I go on my tongue too back, I'm like gagging, even gagging where I make that noise. Like,
yeah, me too. Yeah. Like it's hard for me to take vitamins.
I think it's see, I could take vitamins, but I think it's mental. Like once it happens once, you're like, oh, we're going to gag.
Yeah.
And then I did something else and I gagged. And then I was like, 20-year-old Hannah was like, for fun, showing off with her friends, being like, how far can we shove this banana down my throat? Like, in your 20s, no one had a gag reflex. And if you did, you're like, figure it out.
So much has changed.
Yeah. Back then, you used to like swallow. Like, it was crazy back. Sorry, Kim. It was crazy back then.
I couldn't tell you the last time I swallowed.
No. No.
I'm like, I pay taxes. Get out of here. I'm like, are you kidding?
I'm not even taking tequila shots. I'm not going to swallow your cum.
I'm like, we're already dating.
But honestly, that's probably why some guys are like, yeah, I want to date a 22-year-old. Because like, they're still like, think it's new and fun and exciting. Where like a 32-year-old woman is like, come on yourself.
Yeah. No, guys want to date a younger woman because like we didn't know as many things yet. No. And like they just wanted to. That is the only reason guys date younger. Like
because they don't want to be checked. They don't want to be challenged. They don't want someone to like be like, well, in my experience, that's not the case because you don't have any experience in your 20s. You're just like, okay.
No, you're easy to boss around.
I had a funny thought. Okay, I actually do appreciate and like country music. Like, I like some country songs. I wouldn't call myself, like, a country... Like, I don't know a lot, but when I went to school in Wisconsin, we'd go to the lake, we'd play country, whatever. Zac Brown Band, whatever. I don't know the difference between Morgan Wallen...
Okay.
Morgan Wade and Zach Bryan. I thought they all were the same person. Zach Bryan and Morgan Wallen are the same person. Then Morgan Wade is...
Morgan Wade is a girl.
Okay, but I think they are all the same person.
They've probably never all been in a room together. No, we got asked. Did you see that email? We got asked to go to a country concert.
No.
we got asked to go to a country concert. And I was like, honestly, I wouldn't, I'm not going to take this ticket from someone else. Like, it's not for me. And they were like, really? Sometimes I feel like I pass on so many things because I'm like, look, I know that you think I'm the girl you want there. I'm not the girl you want there. Like, I'm not mingling. Like, I can't.
Look, did I watch Shania Twain's documentary like 12 times? Yes. But you know what? Why I like watching it? Because country music apparently is a very like male dominated boys club. So whenever girls would try to do it, they wouldn't take them seriously or like hold them to a different standard. Like men could talk about like doing cocaine and partying all night and cheating on their wives. And then girls had to pretend they were like Christian angels.
Yeah.
And like Dolly Parton is amazing. Anyway.
I love Lainey Wilson.
Yep. Obviously.
I love Carrie
Casey
Underwood.
Musgraves.
Love
also,
Casey
you
Musgraves.
Know who I think is like a giggler?
Who?
Kelsey Ballerini.
Probably not, because she was on a season of Southern Charm and her and Craig, I think she bid on Craig for like at an auction.
Bid on his body? Like a male prostitute?
No, like bid like to win a date or something. But it was before, I think it was like right before she became really famous. So, I mean, she could be a giggler because, like, who, you know, why would we care? Why would she care about me? And, like, whatever. But, like, maybe. Probably not. If I'm just going by history, probably not.
Is Craig even a giggler? Do we consider him a giggler? Is he allowed?
You know what? I don't think Craig is a giggler just because, like, he's very inquisitive about things Giggly Squad that, like, he doesn't understand. And also, he's, like, so offended that, like, he hasn't been asked to come on the pod.
It's like, obviously, we don't have guests except Trevor Wallace.
Right. And, like, he didn't even count as a person. I don't count him as a person.
Yeah, we didn't ask him any questions.
No, he just showed up.
He was just there.
Pod. No, literally.
Literally just there.
But who did Grace just say was a giggler? Oh.
Oh.
Naomi Biden.
What a cool name.
Such a cool name. And she's like so chic. We go to the same eyebrow lady.
Oh my God.
So it's like we're just basically friends.
That's amazing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Wait, do we discuss Princess Kate?
I have so many thoughts and feelings and so many, like, first of all, there's so many conspiracy theories. The internet is such a wild place.
Like, they're still going with the conspiracy theories.
Well, I think because I am, like, programmed to be on conspiracy theory TikTok, that then I get, like, the really crazy out there ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is, like, even too much for me to even, like, play along with. This could possibly be true.
You're like, I don't even want to go there with my
I'm
brain.
Like, no, Kate Middleton is not like an elephant in disguise. You know, it's like, this is getting a little out of hand. Okay, so I had like found out this information like a couple days prior from, obviously I can't like say my source, and
okay, do not.
No, literally. And so I'm talking with like the person that told me this, and we were just like, this is so sad. Like, there's just no way that this is true. And then that same day, it was when the nurses of the hospital were trying to get her medical records. And so then I was like, oh my God, this information that I heard then is 1,000% correct. Because why else would they be trying to get her medical records unless they were like trying to see if she really was sick? All in all, I feel awful for her. Like, what a devastating situation to happen. And also, who even cares if William like was cheated or did cheat? Like, take that whole thing out. I feel so bad for him because, like, okay, his mom, they basically killed his mom. His dad is about to die. He's sick with cancer. His wife is sick. And his brother, like, is trying to like be a famous influencer in LA.
His hair follicles have all killed themselves.
His hair has been like, that's it, we're leaving. No, we're fucking out of here.
It's fucked up. I'm sending my love. I do have to say though, the internet, it's so funny how the internet was like, oh my God, the internet is so fucked up. Like, how could we do that? Like, oh, we just realized that the internet is a horrible place full of hate and gossip and getting on bandwagons for attention. Yep.
Yes.
And the funny thing is this is going to happen 3 seconds later. And you know what? I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it. Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I am like not in my comments a lot, but I want to be so badly because the gigglers are so fucking funny sometimes. So some lady must have written some crazy long paragraph on one of my pictures like a week ago. And all I saw was the giggler response. And then I took it and have been using it. All she responded back to the lady was, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. And I lost my fucking mind because I didn't even see the major paragraph, but I was like, I know someone said something so word salad wild, and this giggler was just like, all right, bitch, chill the fuck out.
Well, you know how trolls try to make you feel embarrassed for existing on your page? The gigglers make them feel embarrassed for trying to come for you in a place of laughter and serenity.
No, the thing that I think, and like I think I'm going to comment this on somebody at some point. I've been waiting to use this one. Fortunately for my specific haters, I am very strong-minded and like I love myself more than they could ever even know. So, but what if your comment was the last comment that someone saw that put them over the edge? Like, that it was your comment. Like, how would you feel as a human?
But I think that's what they want. They're that sick.
And also, I feel like I always see TikToks of like, if you click on people that like do comments, like mean comments.
Yeah.
I've never clicked on someone and been like, oh my God, that girl is like so much cooler than me.
That's actually, that's helped me like, when every now and then I accidentally see something and I can't get it out of my head, I have to click on it to be like, is this a girl that I would want to like me? And then it's just like a man and idol.
Yeah. And you're just like, okay.
Or someone without any identity. And you're just like, okay.
So I feel like Kate was probably like in her palace bed being like, it's funny that you guys are thinking all of this because I don't want to be any of you. And like, I'll tell you when I want to tell you.
And I do have to say, I did make a very funny video about where Kate Middleton is. But I was doing a parody of people coming up with conspiracy theories.
Hannah,
so
don't even defend yourself to us because you're a woman in comedy.
Thank you. Do you know who I want to defend? Leave J-Lo alone. Leave J-Lo alone. This woman is so fucking incredible. Like, she did come from the Bronx. She did become successful on her own. Like, she's battled racism. She's battled, like, so much bullying in the press. She's battled, you know, just being a woman in this industry. She's
a woman in the arts.
And woman in the arts. She also, like, she wasn't that good at singing, became a singer, learned how to do it, succeeded in it. And then acting, like, she got roles for Latinas that they never were giving. And then she's fucking, like,
a pioneer.
Dancing like crazy. She's a pioneer.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, we were so mean to Britney. Why are we doing it to J-Lo now?
As a J-Lo stan, as someone on my second grade homework assignment said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I wrote Jennifer Lopez, as someone who would throw themselves in front of a bus for her.
Yeah. But if you watch her documentary, she literally has this raw moment where she's like, I never thought that I was good enough or deserved love. That's why I got married 100 times. And that's why I'm still working. And that's why I still try to create more, because I want to prove to everyone I'm good enough. And that was one of the saddest things I heard. Because you're like, you're fucking Jennifer Lopez.
And you don't feel like you're good enough.
So it's like, everyone's human. Everyone's fighting their own fight. I just don't like when the internet, like, so heavily turns on someone when she didn't actually do anything that bad.
Well, did you see Megan Fox had, she was on Call Her Daddy, and she had a quote that, like, really stuck out to me, where it was just like, you guys created this character of what you thought I was, and I wasn't, and I was, like, going along with it, and then you killed her. Like, you built her up so much, and it wasn't even me, and then you eviscerated her for, like, no reason, again, still not being me, and then I disappeared. Like, yeah, why would I not? Like, and she was like, and I'm this close to doing it again. And that, like, really stuck with me too, because it's like, okay, yes, influencers, like, put out what they want to put out, or, like, actors or whatever, but it's also like, you don't know anyone.
I'm fine. People want to be mean. Be mean to people who deserve it.
Right.
Like, is she, out of all the people on the internet right now, is she really the worst person on the internet?
Like, let's call out Nickelodeon. Did you see that people, well, not people, the police. The police, random people just went into P. Diddy's house.
Oh, yeah. They raided his house.
Good. Raid it. Like, let's berate him on the
internet.
Yeah,
let's get mad at P. Diddy. Let's get mad at the men.
We lost the plot here, guys. No, we're losing it. Let's get mad at Dan Schneider.
Let's dance. Okay, so did you watch the whole thing?
Yes.
I love how you shook your head and said yes. Where do we begin?
Not to make it about us. But it's really the only way I can go into a conversation. It made me feel violated myself. Like, it made me feel like, oh my God, you also groomed us so that when, like, I was in my 20s and the first time I ever saw, like, a porn or a legit cum shot, my brain was probably like, you've seen this before. You know what this is.
Well, it's also, those were our comfort shows, and it worked on us that we loved these shows and we monetized it and it was successful. But, like, all that was literally, like, the first, it was like a kid SNL. Like, it was amazing. And the Amanda Show was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I think that's made me want to be a comedian, the Amanda Show. Like, I didn't know it, but deep down I was like, that girl's fucking, like, I want to be like that girl. Like, I want to be Amanda Bynes.
I remember, like, watching those skits, and then you would, like, get up and, like, do the skit for your parents.
Yes.
We were performers. It's like, okay, just watch this, got it.
So funny and, like, and so confident, so silly. And you, like, I thought that was the coolest girl to be, like, the silliest girl in the room who was also, like, crushing it. And there are obviously a lot of positives to go with it, but not to make it about ourselves, but we interviewed Drake Bell.
No, people don't talk about it enough.
It's on Burning in Hell. If you look at Burning in Hell, Drake Bell, Paige is in the interview.
It's on Summer House season 3.
And it's on Summer House season 3 because somehow they were willing to show my job for like 3 seconds. And it was with Drake Bell.
And you were interviewing him because he had just put a song out.
He just put a song out. And I mean, he was very nice.
He was so nice.
He was so sweet. And I just remember thinking, like, I was really starstruck because I was like, you raised me.
Yeah.
And then I recently, we both did an interview with the Good Guys podcast with Josh Peck. And it's funny because I did kind of make a mention of like how much I loved Drake and Josh kind of thing. But I could just tell, like, he didn't say anything, but I could just tell that it's like a complicated situation with Nickelodeon. Like, yeah. I think it's like pretty well known with everyone that they didn't have a great experience. It's just who's going to speak up. But
I want the Disney kids to come out now.
I was about to say they're next. I mean, Christy Carlson Romano is a giggler.
Yeah.
I actually need to text her. I want to get
her
insight on it. But I did not know Drake Bell was going to sit down and do a tell all the way he did. And I know that, like, you know, nobody's perfect. He's dealt with a lot of issues. But I mean, I felt so fucking horrible for him. And I feel like there was not, it all seemed really, really true. And no kid deserves to go through what that kid went through.
You know what I don't get?
What?
As an adult, being like on a set or being like doing something professional, I can't get away with like anything. Like, not that I'm like, you're trying to do something, but like you go to set and there's all like protocols and rules.
You can barely go to the bathroom when you want to.
You literally have to be like, hey, can I take this off the table? Like, is that allowed? Like, so I don't understand how these major, here's the other thing. If you're working for like a major network or a major company, I'm a cast member. Like, I'm the talent, and I have to do a background check, a drug test. Like, you have to do all of these things. How the fuck were these people getting through to work with kids? When I first moved to New York City, I signed up for this thing. It's called New York Cares, and it's basically like a volunteer thing, and you can go on and like click all these different like volunteer things that you wanted to do.
You think you're better than everyone?
Well, no, I don't think that I know that in my bones. I've been better than people for about 10 years. No, but like one of like the only thing I really wanted to do was had to do with kids. And like if you are doing anything with a child in a doctor's office, in like in a school, in like anything, you have to go through like an insane rigorous check that like you can be around this fucking kid.
There's this program called like Big Brother, and one of my exes was trying to like do it, and they literally rejected him because he like smokes weed a lot.
And it's like okay, but you can have literal pedophiles working a children's show as a janitor. Get the fuck out of here.
Whoever like does the Big Brother like approval process, can they do that for like women on dates?
Again, not to make it about moi, but as a child model.
Oh my god, yeah.
I will say, obviously, like I was so naive and you have no idea what's going on, but it is like such a testament to like the stress that my mom was probably under, that like you just have no idea because like you're the kid and that's your mom. But she was like, I was never not in the room. Like I could never not see you for a second, like ever.
And then there was that mom of that kid who was just there for like one or two seasons, and she apparently was speaking up about things being weird. And if you speak up too much, the kid's going to get fired because they're like...
Was that Brandy's mom?
No, the guy. Basically, his mom was like, he got fired and I know it's because I was speaking up. So it's like, as a parent, you also influence that. But like... Yeah. Not to like give away part of the documentary, but the most heart-wrenching part was how this guy who's evil tried to get Drake away from his family, and his dad was his manager and convinced him that his dad is not a good manager. And then
the dad seems so nice.
No, the dad literally starts crying. He's like, fine, I won't be his manager, but promise me one thing, that you keep him away from that man. And then it comes out that that guy's a pedophile. And then Drake calls him and he's like, thank God it wasn't you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I have a question. Do you think that, like, if you needed to, you could commit murder? Like, could you kill someone?
Oh, my God. I could see myself, like, in a, like, if it got, like, kind of crazy, like, there was a lot going on, like, I could accidentally.
I just feel like this is, like, really scary. But there's
not.
Do
you want to say this out loud?
All the gigglers. There's not a thought in my mind that, like, if someone did something to my child or, like, my brother or my family, that I would be able to kill them. Like, yes. If you killed someone I loved, of course I'd be able to kill you.
Why did I just envision your, like, long, skinny fingers just, like, stabbing someone? But that's your, like, most, like, animalistic instinct is I'm going to protect the people I need to protect.
I'm not trying to even get away with it. Like, if you hurt my child, I'm walking to your front door, I'm killing you, and then I'm calling the cops, and because you have neighbors, you know, and that's rude to do to them. I'm not trying to premeditate get away with it. I will gladly go to jail for the rest of my life mm-hmm. if you hurt my child.
As I said with the woman who chopped her husband's dick off, what do we all think? We said, what did that man do to deserve it? So don't do something to deserve Paige puncturing you with her skinny little finger.
Yeah, because I'll 100% do it.
Oh, question about your workout class. Was Sierra better than me?
No.
Okay.
You guys were at the same pace.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
No, I'm trying to think. Honestly, actually, Hannah, I preferred going with you because she made me a little nervous because, you know, in the beginning, like, dance portion, she was, like, good. And I was like, no.
No, I know. Like, you're supposed to be awkward during that part.
Yeah,
that's part
I was
of the
like,
process.
I can't look at you and feel comfortable. Like, at least Hannah laughed. Like, you're literally doing the 8 count correctly. Like, no, I can't have you here.
And also, if you laugh in class, that burns more calories. It's good for your abs. Yeah. That's why a lot of gigglers listen to Giggly Squad while they're, like, on the treadmill.
Wait. This is a fitness fucking
this
podcast.
This is a fitness podcast. This is a fitness
Wait,
podcast.
They're doing abs whilst doing abs.
Yeah. So it's, like, super intense. Did I talk about the Martha Stewart documentary yet?
I don't think so. Oh. Another woman who was like, put me to jail.
You guys, you have to watch the Martha Stewart documentary. I think it's on Max. Do you know about Martha Stewart, like, how she came to be?
Not really.
Because
like,
she
like,
was just, like,
what,
a brand
like,
name.
What, popped her off? No.
So she literally was this, like, a blonde model. And then she was really smart. And she became a stockbroker, I think, in the 70s. When,
no
like,
way.
Women were not stockbrokers. But basically, yeah. They saw this, like, gorgeous woman walk in. And the guy was like, I'd buy a stock from her. So she was working with all the men.
Men are so fucking easy.
And apparently she was like so good at it. But then some men like kind of fuck stuff up and like it wasn't her fault, but she had a loss of something. And she was like, I don't like to lose. I don't like this anymore. She meets this guy. They get married and they go to Connecticut. And they buy this nice property. And she starts just like renovating it with him, and she builds this like beautiful barn with chickens. And I guess she just like, it was a time where they were trying to be like, women don't need to be homemakers anymore, women are gonna work. But she like took her work ethic and was like, I want to be like the best homemaker I can be. And then this bitch turned it into a catering business that then turned into a book, and the book just went like wildfire. It was called like Entertaining.
At what age?
She was like, I'd say mid-20s, late 20s, 30s, that she wrote this book called Entertaining. And it was the first book where she was like, I want color in the photos. I want people to see, like, it's all about, you know, a dinner. What's it called? You love that
like
stuff.
A, Tablescape. So it was like a good coffee table book.
It was incredible, but it was also like how to be the best hostess. And then she's such a badass and just kept pushing. It's ironic because she was a stockbroker. She ends up getting trouble. I never even knew the like actual
insider trading.
I didn't even know the tea of it, but basically her daughter's boyfriend was like this older guy who ran this company who found out that he wasn't going to get something approved by the FDA. So he sold a bunch of the stock and then basically told the stockbroker guy, like, tell family and friends, like, get out. And she was just like on a plane and got a call when she was on the runway that was like, hey, he's selling stock. Do you want to sell? And she was like, yeah. And
yeah,
because of that was enough to get her.
I like don't get that. Like, I don't get insider trading. It sounds like the men trying to stop us from gossiping. Because, okay, like, I don't understand insider trading because it's like, okay, if someone says this is going to fail, don't do it. Of course you're going to listen. Like, yeah, that's my friend told me.
They do it so that everyone's on an even playing field and no one, like, knows more information than others. But, like, the whole thing is about trying to get information from different sources to figure out if you should buy or sell. But long story short, her saying yes to sell these stocks would have saved her $45,000. That's like nothing for her. She had built a multimedia business by then, but she like refused to like admit it, and she had to do jail time instead of the whole thing was not worth
it. I think that's why people respect her though, because she was like, no, I'm not gonna be a rat. Like, I'd rather go to jail than like everyone get in trouble over this like fucked up stupid rule.
Well, everyone was like, Martha's done, like she's in jail, like this is so embarrassing for her. She comes out of jail with a poncho
with a poncho on
that one of the women in jail sewed for her or knitted crocheted for her. So she gets up and she looks gorgeous, like she looks stunning after jail. And the first thing is not like negative. They're all like, Martha's wearing a gorgeous poncho that was homemade by like her friend in jail. And
like her friend Jill in block C.
Yes. And because she already like, you've been to jail, she was like less scared of like being all perfect and primp. So next thing you know, she's making fun of herself. She did the roast of Justin Bieber. They said that was like a huge moment for her. Cause she
basically. And then Snoop Dogg,
they become best friends. And now she's just like, she can make fun of herself, but
does she have kids?
Yes, she has a daughter, but she also got a divorce. But it was ironic because she's making all these books and stuff about being the best homemaker, but she also doesn't even have like the family that she's kind of teaching about.
Yeah,
but ultimately she's a feminist icon, and regardless of someone who's made mistakes, I love these stories of adversity. Like, she was literally in jail in her like 60s or something. Like, most people would be like, okay, let's call it a day, you had a good run.
Yeah, like, let's pack it in.
This bitch was like, I'm coming back harder than ever. So like, your life is literally just in the confines of your own imagination.
Hannah, that one actually really spoke to me, because I feel like most of the gigglers like are our like exact ages, and I feel like it's now is when it starts specifically for women, is like our early 30s of like, you're already out of time, you have no time left, like what are you doing, you're stupid, you're out of time, like you can't do it, you can't accomplish it. And like that actually just made me feel so much better. Like, I could go to jail and still be fine.
And also when I think about like, I don't want to be 21 again. Like, I don't want to have to do all that stuff again.
No.
Like, we should be proud that we're here.
Like, your 20s are fun, but like sometimes they're also really scary.
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, what's everyone doing? And like, you also have to buy your own toilet paper. Like, it's insanity out there. But then by your 30s, you're like, okay, I've got a grasp on this. We're getting monthly paper towel subscription. Like, we're in the zone here.
And when something bad happens, you're like, okay, this happened before and I didn't not survive, so we can do this.
But now I'm actually at a weird spot with my mom, particularly with like this whole aging thing, because sometimes I'll call her and be like, okay, and this is your cue to make the decision and tell me what to do. And she's been hitting me with like, Paige, I can't make these certain life choices for you. Like, this is your life. And I'm like,
disrespectful.
Okay, that's like so mean. I'll emancipate myself right now. Because it's like you've got me to this point. You've told me everything to do my whole life. And now you're checking out.
No, do you know what happened with me and my mom? Mm. I was going through like a crazy hard time where like she loves me so much that I could tell that like my shit was like really affecting her. And I was like putting it all on her when it was all my shit. And I realized like, for my mom to live a long, healthy life, I cannot trauma dump every day on her. And it was in that moment that I was like, out of love for my mom, I have to start making my own decisions. And it's like, they've trained us. Like, we know what to do. They've trained us. Yeah. And to protect them, it's like, I just try to bother her less and trust myself a little more. But it was because I literally, there was a point where I'm like, you didn't sleep last night? And she's like, well, you have a lot going on. And I was like, okay, this is too codependent. It's too much. Like, it's not her job. It's not her job.
I made my mom the head of my finances. So like, technically it is her job. Like, sometimes she'll be on emails with me and she'll mess something up and she'll call me and she'll be like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is a perfect example. I'm on emails with my mom and she'll have to fill something out and scan it and send it back in. And she doesn't realize that she can write it in. Like, so she'll print it out, write it in, and then and she's so freaking cute. And she'll call me and be like, sorry, was that not the way to respond?
Wait, that's so funny because my husband, you know that like he basically popped off in entertainment in Ireland like early on. He never had like a corporate career. So we were like dealing with some like lawyer stuff and he kept replying but wasn't like CCing me and we're all on the email and I was like, babe, you have to press CC. And he's like, what? I responded to him. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not. And I was like,
it's only going to him.
It's only going to him. And I was like, so I've not learned any of the conversation that you guys have had. And you're all the way in Ireland. And I was like, oh, my God, my man has never slacked anyone before. No. My man has never been on a conference call when you're on mute.
No. Never filled in a PDF and sent it anywhere to anyone.
Well, that's the funniest thing about the whole TikTok ban where, like, they're treating it like it's the worst thing happening to America right now. And I'm like, I don't think half the people, the Supreme Court knows what TikTok is.
No, at all.
Can we have an age limit?
Do you know that in Florida, they're trying to ban social media for kids under 14?
Let's ban people over 70.
I'd actually like to start with like 66-year-old moms because that's the sweet spot where they really start hating me. I'm like, what did I do to you?
And I'm not saying ban them like... Let them like retire in happiness. Like let them be happy on like an island. Put them on an island.
Kill them all. Like
put them on an island where they get like unlimited drinks and like let them just like flourish, but like not make decisions about our society.
Yeah, because like TikTok is also, what will I do to go to bed at night? My parents lost power the other day from like a crazy storm and my mom called me and she was like, no, but like what did people do? Like, she was like, we went to bed. Like, she's like, we literally went to sleep. I'm like, I'm amazing.
I'm currently, I do the New York Times crossword to go to sleep.
Wow, Hannah.
That's because I'm married to a mature man and he got me into it.
Do you feel your vocabulary like getting better?
No. Okay. Because I'm not good at it and I'm like not learning. Like, I still can barely do a Monday without checking. But that's what puts me to sleep because I get so frustrated. My brain's like, okay, it's time to just quit.
Yeah, let's just stop while we're ahead.
We have posted 2 full episodes on YouTube. This one is not going on YouTube. Do not see us in small claims court. It's because Paige is in Charleston. But we also are going to post the vlog of me trying on outfits for the special and Paige giving me a self-tan. It was a journey.
We didn't even touch on...
No pun intended.
How did you feel the next morning when you woke up?
So I showered that night, even though you told me not to.
Yeah. How did you feel when you got out of that shower?
Great.
You didn't use soap on that shower, right?
No, no.
Right.
Okay. But I ended up showering twice before the performance, which was probably a little too much.
No, I actually encouraged 2 showers before the event.
So my tan looked like so natural, so perfect. Yeah. And we got the fit and it all worked out and we did it.
Now we're gonna nap.
And now we're going to nap. We love you guys so much. And we'll talk to you later. Thanks for giggling. Bye.